brought to you by Penguin.
Last Summer on State Street by Toya Wolfe. Read by Shayna Small.
For Diane and Diane. Two things everybody's got to do for themselves. They got to go to God, and they got to find out about living for themselves. Zora Neale Hurston, Their Eyes Were Watching God. Prologue. I'd known Precious forever, Stacia a year, and Tanya for just a minute. We were so different, but everybody loved them some double dutch. Sometimes we made a tight-knit crew, other days we couldn't get along for nothing. Our friendships started with, "What's your name?" The answer carried with it looks that I can still see clearly. Stacia's begged me not to talk to her, and Tanya's asked, "Is she talking to me?" We got past those facial expressions and gave our names. Names that sound like heartbeats. Fifi, Precious, Stacia, Tanya. It's kind of a miracle that we formed those bonds, because our mothers couldn't stand each other. To this day, I wonder how me and Precious were cool for so long. And Stacia, everybody had something negative to say about the Buchanan family. I knew there'd be backlash for bringing Tanya around, but I couldn't know at 12 how bad things would get. That summer, one by one, they dropped out of sight as if we were in a game of all in together. When you play all, you get two people to turn the rope, and then a ton of kids, it could be eight of us, we'd all jump in. The people turning sing, "All, all, all, all," and repeat the word until there's no more room in the rope. Precious and I began that song before we could even walk. Stacia jumped in when we started sixth grade, and Tanya appeared months later, in the middle of June. The song went on, and we jumped, screaming the lyrics, attempting to overpower the sounds of construction vehicles as they dismantled our South Side neighborhood in the Robert Taylor homes. All in together, any kind of weather, I see teachers looking out the window, ding dong the fire bell, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. When we played the game, people left the rope one at a time, reliably, when they heard their birthday month. But in real life, their departures were sudden. Tanya got pulled out of the rope, and not long after her disappearance, Stacia vanished too. Precious stuck around until pretty late in the summer, like her birthday was in August, and then she just slid out and rode away in her family's Camry. They left me standing there with the rope. After all these years, I can still hear their voices screaming, "First, second, and zero no higher," and arguing over who said zero no higher first. The memories won't go away. They're proof that once upon a time I lived in a brick skyscraper on State Street, in a place where stairwells filled with echoes of stampeding gym shoes and harmonizing winos. Those memories won't let me believe that I dreamt up Precious, Stacia, and Tanya. But all in together is over. 1. The Square. By the summer of 1999, me, Precious, and Stacia, all 12 years old, ran around in this tight formation, snapping through the block in neon colors like a school of tropical fish. Sometimes you'd catch us flowing through the masses of guys in white tees on a quick trip to buy candy from Miss Rose, or at Food and Liquor. There were dudes draped around the building's opening, standing guard in the parking lot, the tunnel inside the building leading to the stairway, everywhere, really. All the spaces around the building belonged to them, but we had our own spot, and for the longest time, no one bothered us there. If you drove up the 9094, a highway built to separate blacks and whites without Jim Crow language, the Robert Taylor homes loomed off to the side of your car. The buildings stared you down, their windows like eyes, watching. Off the highway, on State Street, the number 29 bus would take you on a ghetto tour, passing all those projects. You would see building after building and people just standing around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?